This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money Podcast. I am your host, Eric Flynn. Company human resource departments are often labeled as being there to help employees. This could only be further from the truth. Although this should be common knowledge to anyone in the workplace, it is always surprising how many people regularly believe human resource representatives are there to be helpful to an employee. HR departments are not employee advocates. Stick around today, and I'm going to talk about misconceptions about HR departments. Welcome to this episode of the Smart Start Money Podcast. Today, I am going to be going into misconceptions of human resource departments, and it always does surprise me on how many people believe that the human resource departments at organizations, that they're there for the employees' benefit, which could really only be farther from the truth. And today, I'm going to talk about many of the misconceptions that people in the workplace have with their human resource department. Now, what you need to understand with human resource departments is their main objective is to keep that business out of trouble with the government and employment laws. Issues such as sexual harassment and discrimination are a few examples of real problems that do exist in the workplace. The Equal Opportunity Commission has a number of laws in place to protect workers, and it is the human resource department's responsibility to ensure a company does not get caught up in complaints that have potential for further action. One of the biggest misconceptions I often hear with human resource departments at companies is that they're there for conflict resolution. And I have worked for several different companies throughout my time in the workplace, and HR seems to always be the first to mine from coworkers when there is a conflict. And a good example here is someone that has an issue with a manager. You might hear them say something like, "I'm going to make an HR complaint." And the fact is, this will do nothing in most cases. The person you make the grievance to will appear understanding in the HR department. They might even say action will be taken, but truthfully, seldom there will be results from taking a complaint to your HR department that has to do with any type of conflict. There are really only a few circumstances with results from a complaint to HR. The first is when human resources is already looking to get rid of someone. A manager that is troublesome may have action taken against them with more ammunition, so to speak. The second situation is when a complaint has genuine merits, the kind that could potentially expose a company to litigation. HR departments rarely take action on employee allegations of wrongdoing. Even if they know something is occurring, nothing may be done about it if it never becomes a large enough problem. If reported issues will never result in a catastrophic setback for the company financially or publicly, no action is often taken. Human resources is, you have to understand that they don't care about you, the employee. The people in the HR department work and get paid by the same company you do. Their interests are with the employer and not you. Everything they do is for the employer's advantage. Much of the training they provide and all the initial new hire paperwork with clause after clause for termination reasons is in place for the employer. The sexual harassment training, race discrimination training, and training on bullying in a work environment are for the company's protection. Moreover, the arbitration agreements for litigation in employee handbooks or employee new hire agreements, they're not there for you as well. HR employees are not much different from other comparable workers in a company. They must listen and play by the politics and bureaucratic rules, the same ones that you do. There is no ultimate oath they must take to morally stand up for employees. And this is a big misconception that many people have. The idea that HR is a mediator and will do the right thing with truth and integrity is something that is highly misunderstood. Now, one of the big things you need to know with making a complaint to human resources is it might very well get you terminated. One of the biggest illusions with HR is that conversations are confidential. Unless you have this in writing, which would be almost never, they do not have an obligation to never repeat a conversation. Even if they tell you verbally that a conversation will never leave the room, you can be certain it will. This will be the case if something is serious or maybe not even a big deal. With serious allegations reported to HR, leadership positions are many times notified. They will look to start building their case for defending these allegations. They may also start to look for ways to legitimately fire the person that made a complaint for cause. Having a worker around that appears to be causing trouble is not something they want. So if you are the type of person that wants to go to your HR department, you have to keep in mind it could get you fired from your job. If a complaint is made to HR that would not be considered serious, it may only be a matter of time before that person is let go. Politics play a big role in any company, and this can be especially the case in either, you know, a bigger or smaller one. The who can do favors for others to promote themselves is often the game at a company. A complaint against a manager or coworker today could be a political friend of someone tomorrow, and you could be the target. Now, a couple of examples that I'd like to give personally of my human resource department experience. Working for a number of years, I, like I said, have personally experienced situations demonstrating issues with believing a human resource department is there to help an employee. Not only is your HR department not designed to be in favor of you, but company politics will always win. The first example I personally experienced with a naive understanding of the HR department at a company I worked for, and this was in a large brokerage firm. It was a big business with thousands of employees around the world. The company proudly spoke about its culture of integrity, rewarding talent, and being a great place to work. The firm maintained that it was like a family. Although it was quickly evident these claims were not true when I began working there, it was not fully realized for several years. When I began with the company, my direct manager was tolerable, let's say. As time passed, he became to be quite a bully, harassing workers, constant lying, and taking the recognition he should not be given was a daily occurrence. These issues were in addition to a drinking problem and morning meetings that you could clearly smell evidence of alcohol. This was not just my imagination, as coworkers were tired of his evil ways as well. The company, in many ways, managed people by fear and not by having qualified leaders. It was known, and even by HR, that this individual had issues. With years of problems mounting and no one wanting to speak up, I finally had enough myself one afternoon. The human resource department was not my immediate thought for a formal complaint, but I decided to reach out to the next person in the chain of command in the department I worked in. And this person I deeply respected, except for the fact that he kept my immediate manager employed. Following my formal complaint, there was a meeting with my boss, his manager, and myself, so it was just three of us in a room. Now, we got everything out in the open, and my immediate manager, of course, denied and lied about many of his actions. And I had proof of a few items, but many of them were only verbal. Once the meeting ended, my manager at the time, he left the room, and the conversation with his boss surprisingly continued. I explained the issues further to my manager's boss, and I could tell he knew I was not making up the stories that were being told. The next part of our conversation was somewhat surprising to me. He told me that I did indeed have valid complaints to report to the human resource department. Furthermore, I should report the issues, he told me, and get them on record. Then came the truth that was maybe not fully unexpected, but I had never been witness to. And what I was told next was that filing a complaint with the human resource department was not looked at favorably by management. And this, I would like to believe, was a warning, yet it could also have been received as a threat. What I was being told is if I filed a complaint, my position would be eliminated. It may not have been that day, but it would come eventually. The issue was my manager had some good political allies in the company. His manager was not really one of them, but there were other people that would do a favor for him at some point in the future. I eventually got laid off from this company with over 100 other employees several years later after I transferred to another department. I can't be certain if my complaints at the previous time contributed to this, but I believe it's certainly possible. When the layoff occurred, I was offered a severance package, and it was not worth the many years of my life. But being let go from a job, I did need, of course, the money. As HR does, the agreement accepting the severance money included that I would not talk badly about the company for at least a few years. I believe HR did know of many issues. This was a way to keep the people leaving quiet, and it's another example of them looking out for the company's interest. The second example I'd like to give here of my experience in the corporate workplace with HR departments is I had an experience with HR not taking action with being there for an employee. And this again was with a large financial company. Again, this, you know, it was a company that had close to probably 10,000 employees. Many people would perceive that bigger businesses may have more helpful human resource departments. And from my experience, I can tell you this isn't the case. The management style at this company in many regards was atrocious. Personally, I had never spoken up about anything, but I found it hard to believe that no one had ever mentioned many of the issues in an exit interview. HR had to know that many problems did exist, and there was no intervention whatsoever. I eventually chose to leave this company on my own. The third example of HR not being helpful in my personal experience had to do with a girlfriend of mine, and not me personally. She worked for a large company a number of years and had a good experience. Her direct report was not an issue. There was then a restructure in leadership, and her new manager was discriminatory to women, and this person was also harassing. This again was not a secret and likely not something HR did not know about. And my girlfriend at the time put up with it for some amount of time and eventually was let go. This was not related to her work, but how she was not getting along with her direct report at the time. With all of the issues she experienced with this employer and put up with many of them, we felt it was important to research any possible consequences for the employer. And we decided on going as far as sitting down with an attorney. The results of this were not shocking, but they were disappointing and alarming. Our meeting with the employment attorney started with explaining all of the issues. His reply was that he believed all these things did occur. He didn't have any doubt. And I, at the time, had a suspicion that he may have heard from other people at this company. The issue was proving the things that occurred. Moreover, he stated that, you know, if we brought a suit, we may actually win the case. However, it would be costly and one that we wouldn't be able to take on. The short story of this example is if you are not big enough or don't have the resources to pursue an issue at work, HR is not going to care, and ultimately neither will most attorneys. Now, those are just a few of my examples in the workplace with HR departments, and the question comes up, should you trust your human resource department? And like I said earlier, there's a lot of misconceptions that when you talk to HR, the conversation has to be confidential, which is farther from the truth. Now, the information in this podcast on human resource departments, it isn't a personal attack on HR departments. It's only meant to show that workers should not entirely put their trust in HR departments as an employee. Although the number is low, in my opinion, there are good companies that care about their workers, but the vast majority of them are always looking out for their best interests. HR will do their very best from the moment you walk in the door to protect the company that provides for them. Most valid complaints to a human resource department are noticed on the surface. HR will appear compassionate about the situation and act as though helping you is the right thing to do. But the truth is, in almost every case, things will be swept under the carpet and caught up in company politics. With even some of the most egregious forms of discrimination or harassment, there may never be a way to keep your job or make a company resolve their issues. Going to human resource departments with any type of complaint in almost every case is a losing proposition. If you work for a company that has major problems, the human resource department is likely not going to correct them. The solution is moving on to the next place and seeing if things will get better. If you currently work for a company and you're seeing problems of harassment, discrimination, what you need to realize is, like I mentioned earlier, a complaint could very well get you terminated. And companies are very good at figuring out ways to basically get rid of employees they don't like. And this is especially the case in the states where people can be let go without cause. What happens a lot of the time with people that are considered troublesome in an organization is they will build a case against you. And I previously did a podcast on the truth about performance reviews, and this is one of the things that performance reviews are used for in addition to controlling budgets and salary. They really are not for the benefit of employees. If you're having issues at your workplace, you need to think really long and hard about whether it's worth it to go to your human resource department. Like I said, they're not there for conflict resolution. And it's likely that they will try to build a case against you for letting you go at some point. Human resource departments, they're not your friend. You need to remember that. And they really don't care about you. Their true loyalty lies with the company, which is somewhat understandable. Although many people do have that misconception that human resource departments are in place for their protection. They're just truly not. And it's important to remember this in the workplace the next time you might feel like going to your human resource department. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money podcast. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. You can also visit smartstartmoney.com for articles on issues in the workplace and regarding employment. Join me on the next podcast as I discuss 401k do's and don'ts, with employer-provided pensions becoming almost extinct and 401k plans being the new standard for employer retirement plans. You need to know some of the mistakes that can be made. If you have a 401k plan, the next podcast episode is one you will want to hear.